Welcome back to another edition of InsurTech Building Blocks. I'm Tim Robinson, CEO of Agency Block, accompanied by my co-host, Corey Schmidt. Corey, how you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself, Tim?
I am doing great. It's actually been nice to get a few days in the old home office, kind of get caught up on a number of things after the last couple of weeks of being at conferences, including our very own Block Builder. So,
Which was a month ago?
Yeah. If I was going to say it felt like a month ago, but hard to believe a week ago.
Last week. I'm with you. I'm just looking forward to a solid week at my home office, at my desk, so I can catch up on all the things that happened while we did Medicarians and then obviously Block Builder. So, I mean, fantastic couple of weeks, but it's good to be back home.
Yes, absolutely agree. And yeah, I think the last podcast we did, we gave some updates and related to CMS and a few other things and committed to doing a quick recap of our Block Builder. So I thought it'd be great to do that today. You know, it was for me, really the first Block Builder that I've been to, and so powerful to get to spend time with our team members, but also with our customers and partners and the conversations, the depth of the conversations, you can't replace being in person. So I thought that was great. I believe this is number four. Some accounts it may be considered number five. Corey, your perspective as you look back on the other ones compared to this one?
Yeah, I mean, definitely, I think they've continued to grow and get better every year. The last two have been in person and more widely attended. I think the year prior to that was the one that we did a hybrid model with, in 2021. So I would just echo what you said. Like, I always come off a Block Builder, like, incredibly energized, excited. Customers attend because they're excited to talk about the products that we offer and engage with our teams, but the amount of energy, positive energy and enthusiasm from customers and partners is just off the charts. It's definitely a recharge for me.
Yeah, I think we ended up with somewhere north of 310 in-person attendees there. And it was at the Omni down in Atlanta by the Olympic Park there downtown. It was a cool venue. I had not been there before, but really, really cool. And we did an event over at the aquarium. That was actually really fantastic. I guess the beluga whales and some number of sea creatures was really well done. And I know
the shark and manta rays, they were pretty incredible. I think there might have been somebody on our team who lives in Florida who was having difficulty identifying the difference between a ray and a whale shark. So we won't name names on the podcast, but yeah, they live in Florida, so I had expected more out of them, but yeah.
They know who they are. Yeah, the step back, again, just amazing conversations, but we took away a number of learnings as well as an organization as we think about doing this in 2025. We expect to have even more attendees next year. We're going to be in the Phoenix area at a really cool resort there. More details to come out in the next week or so, but similar dates. It'll be in April, kind of mid-April-ish, but we'll get the dates out for that. And I'm excited. I think that's going to be a really incredible venue as well and get us into, maybe an area that might be a little easier to travel to if you're central or west coast, whatever it might be. But, one thing that stood out to me is we ran this leadership development track on Sunday afternoon. And oh man, what a powerful session for our customers to come in, basically have a facilitated session with an EOS implementer who's got experience in the industry. She did a fantastic job. So I thought that was powerful. Kicking off our certification program, right? First time we've had that, where getting you certified on various components of our application. A lot of in-depth time. I heard the assessments testing may have been a little challenging, but I think the attendees, participants persevered, so that's great. The Success Labs, what a cool concept. Corey, did you get a chance to talk to some of the folks that went into the Success Lab?
a bit. Every time I approached the table where folks were checking in, it was like an onslaught of kind of, you know, people checking into sessions and checking out. And I got to observe a bit, and it was, there was a lot of really great energy there as well. I think customers were very excited. I even encountered a few who had not gotten a time booked on the calendar. And so they were trying to get it fit in, you know, last minute to be able to spend time with our customer success team. So I think that, yeah, it was a huge success. Success labs were a huge success. Basically is the best way to put it.
Yeah, success labs were a success.
There were 115 of those, I think, in 2 days. And unfortunately, I think someone was ill, but we had someone else on our team step up who had previously been in that role. And yeah, it was awesome. Just love the engagement. I love how much customers just lean in to the event.
One of the things I love your perspective on too. I know you're either participated in or facilitated a number of panel discussions. Any takeaways there? Just some perspectives?
Yeah, we had a couple of sessions that were moderated panels with some really good folks from industry expert perspective as well as Medicare. Really good discussion and conversation. Obviously, you know, the CMS rulings were a part of that. We tried not to make that the entire time, even though I'm sure we could have spent many, many sessions just talking about that. But a lot of good perspectives from the group. I think there's certainly a factor of diversification in terms of product offerings that we're seeing pick up interest, I think, inside of our customer base. You know, folks just trying to think about better ways to do business. I think anytime there's disruption, that's always something that people are going to take a look at is, are they properly diversified? Do they have revenue concentration? I think that's absolutely a thing right now, especially in the Medicare segment. So that was one. I think there's also a lot of, beyond just CMS, there's a lot of compliance and compliance and other kind of industry regulations that are happening. There's a lot of involvement from the folks that we had on that panel in terms of legislation. I know very involved in NABIP, and actually we had Jessica Brooks Woods as our keynote from the president of NABIP, which is awesome. Got a chance to speak with her briefly. Obviously, the importance of that organization, I don't think, can be overstated. Like, there's a lot that they are doing to try to stay on top of all the things that are happening. Again, not just CMS, even though that's the one catching all the headlines. There's a lot happening on the group benefits space as well. So I think there's a lot of positive energy for brokers to have higher level engagement. And I think the biggest theme that maybe came out of that was making sure that they're understood to be more of an advisor rather than someone that's just selling products, because that's really truly what they are, is someone that's helping advise customers in terms of the best insurance products that fit their needs. And I think that's a perception that maybe is not fully understood by the legislators. And I think NABIP's working very hard to dispel that.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that all transpired in just a couple of days. All those conversations, but love the perspectives and absolutely agree. I had some just great conversations with customers as well, both, you know, orgs that do Medicare, small group benefits, or ACA. And the thing that really resonated with me was, you know, we talked about the product, how they are leveraging our products to run their businesses, but also areas of opportunity. And the cool thing is that in each one of those conversations, it would always end with something like, but I have to tell you, you guys have just such an amazing team, and I can really see how important the culture is and how important the team members are by coming to this event, but also just in my interaction in general with your sales or your support organization. So, you know, for me, that's just a really great, you know, confirmation, affirmation of the work that we're doing and ensuring that we've got a great business, great organization, and supporting our customers, keeping them, as you say, at the heart of what we do, which is so important. So
yeah, 1,000% yes. And it's so funny. All the same conversations, Tim, with customers where they, you know, basically said, I don't know how you guys do it, but your team is incredible. And I think that, you know, our customers view us as a partner in their business as much as they do a software vendor, which I think is just incredible. And I think it speaks to the deep knowledge and care and support that our team gives to our customers. And I'm really proud of that. We've invested in that a lot over the years, and we haven't stopped as an organization investing in that, which as you grow is continually more and more difficult to do. But we really truly believe that. And I think it's bearing out.
I love it. And you know, maybe where we end is, you know, on the last podcast, we talked about a techno steakhouse, and you artfully escaped the adventure from this last trip, which was going to a diner with a karaoke bar. I don't know how you did it, but I will learn from you. But yes, in Atlanta, near the Olympic Park, there is a diner that has a full-on karaoke bar. It was fun. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, it was a heck of a lot of fun. I just may have been out a little later on the wrong side of midnight. We'll just leave it at that.
Well, I hope our team collected some unofficial videos that we can maybe circulate around.
That may be the case. Well, I'm not going to admit to it. Well, look, Corey, always awesome to connect with you. And, you know, for our listeners, please keep the feedback coming. We want to make sure that the content that we're delivering, the conversations that we're having, the guests that we're bringing on are relevant and what you want to hear about. But with that, we'll sign off. Have a great rest of the week.